Every Thursday is Mother's Day, and we celebrate with the Thursday Morning Mom. Brought to you by Coca-Cola. Thursday Morning Mom, brought to you by Coca-Cola. Nothing keeps friends and families refreshed like ice-cold Coca-Cola. So pick some up today and give new meaning to holiday cheer. Coca-Cola, open happiness. Today's letter comes from Chicago, Sybil.
All right.
Thanks, nominated Tom, by for her mom. Wonderful Christmas present. I'm just so surprised. Like, wow, I never win anything. We can actually get a tree this year. My kids can get some gifts. You have no idea how much this means to me. Thank you.
Yeah, that's Natalie Robinson, nominated by her mom, Renee West of Chicago. My 29-year-old daughter, Tom, is a single mom who graduated from nursing school with honors while raising her three boys, Michael 11, Malik 9, and Malik. Okay, my three children whose names all start with M. And her dad helped her with the kids while she went to school and worked until last year. He suffered a stroke, became incapacitated, and was placed in a nursing home. But she took him out of the nursing home to go live with her. My daughter loves her kids, her home, and feels blessed to be able to help people with her profession. Natalie works long shifts in the emergency room of St. Bernard Hospital in Inglewood on the South Side. They recently moved out of Inglewood because she wanted to raise her boys in a safer environment. So they moved to a part of town called The Avenues. She supports a family of five with one income. She wants to do something special for her boys this Christmas. They have done so well at school this year. However, she has a limited budget to spend on Christmas or anything else for that matter. All right. Merry Christmas. Your Christmas wish has been granted, Renee West, for your daughter, Natalie Robinson from Chicago. And I'm going to give her a $1,000 Visa gift card.
Nice.
And she can go out and buy anything she wants.
Way to go.
For her kids and for her dad that she took out of the nursing home. Wow. Yeah. That's a nice Christmas letter.
Very
Every
nice.
Wednesday is Christmas, and we celebrate
But this is for Mother's Day.
Oh, what did I say? Oh, every Thursday is...
Because it is a Christmas, you know.
It is. It is. Thing. It is. And it's cold here in Detroit.
But the love is warm, isn't it?
Yeah, because it came out of bankruptcy last night.
Yes. Wow.
The city came out of bankruptcy.
Yes.
And I'm here to tell you, player, they are burning some lights in this city.
All the lights on?
All the Christmas lights are on, and they're all over downtown. It looks good. It looks pretty. Very pretty.
It just came out of bankruptcy, Sybil.
Yes.
And they're burning all these lights.
Burning.
That old school right there. No.
Burning all these lights. Certainly it's like you're burning all these lights.
Burn all these lights.
And don't stand there with the refrigerator door open.
Close that door, right?
Yeah, Papa, we got it.
Yeah, I'm in Detroit because I'm going to Ford today. Ford is doing a HBCU scholarship for a team of students who can come up with environmentally friendly, eco, what do you call it? Anyway, I'm judging. And last year's winners were from Houston Tillerson, and Sybil. They made condos out of garbage disposals.
Dump trucks, old garbage.
Not disposals.
The big trash
bins,
cans.
The big bins.
Yes. And it was amazing. And so this is the second year that Ford is doing this.
How great is that?
It is wonderful.
And our future is good.
Yeah. Supporting HBCUs. And I love it. The TJMS.